Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hey, Lonzo, are you taking note of what's going on right now on social media?
No, I have buttons to push and
this
things
is,
like that.
This is... Okay, so check this out. So here you go. Okay, so Diddy, the home run derby last night was put on by T-Mobile, right? Cell phone company.
Oh, yeah, I did see that.
So Diddy has tweeted, a little birdie told me that the men inside this room didn't watch the home run derby. Time to put them on blast, which he should put us on blast. Listen. When we deserve to be put on blast, wouldn't it be hypocritical of me not to accept that crow eating? If I'm going to dish out blasting on South Carolina when they deserve it, on Clemson when they deserve it, I've got to be able to take it myself. Last night, instead of doing his homework and watching the home run derby, Lonzo was working on a weekend wrestling podcast.
Which is called what? ESPN Upstate, yeah, Inside the Ropes.
A Saturday weekend, as opposed to a full-time, prime-time, daily sports show. It's all about priorities, ladies and gentlemen. But fear not, not wanting to be topped, I was not doing my homework last night because I was watching The Bachelorette. So anyway, T-Mobile has tweeted at you and me. T-Mobile and their 1.2 million followers, Lonzo, are now tweeting at you and I. The T-Mobile Home Run Derby was the event of the night. We'll forgive you this time. Send us a Diddy, and we'll reward your view. So Diddy is now going to get some kind of, like, he's probably going to get some sort of swag pack, all because he was watching. And look at this. DM, he wants Diddy. They want T-Mobile, wants Diddy to DM them. Okay? And they're going to hook Diddy up with something really sweet.
Yeah, I don't think he legally can do that, but, you know, good for him.
Well, maybe he can't legally do it, but T-Mobile is putting you and I on blast for not doing our job, all right? The official T-Mobile account, it's right there for all to see.
Just spell my name right.
1.2 million followers, all right? I deeply regret not having won it now, okay? And Diddy has got the hookup. Jackal Pops says, no replacement for Serena, failing at your job again. Coco Gauff is 15 and knocked out Venus Williams at Wimbledon this year. Sir, I'm well aware of Corey or Coco Gauff. Let me remind you that there was also a 15-year-old who won at Wimbledon. Her name was Jennifer Capriati, and not much came of that story. Okay? There's no guarantee there. There's no guarantee there whatsoever. Whatsoever at all. By the way, Jerry at APC 13th says, come on, Lonzo. I'm sure Mark Ryan had a good excuse not for watching the home run derby, like working on his mani-pedi. Listen, don't knock the mani-pedi experience unless you have had.
Are you serious right now? Just when I think you can't go any further that direction.
Listen, I haven't had a mani-pedi experience, but I would like one, Lonzo.
Okay.
Would you buy one for me? And anyway, congratulations to Diddy for getting the shout-out from the official T-Mobile account here. What a cool thing that is. What a cool thing that is. Egg on your face, Lonzo. Egg on my face. We deserve all the heat that we got for taking it.
I was working. I don't care what you say. You can belittle my ESPN Upstate Inside the Ropes podcast, which drops every Saturday around 4:30.
Yes.
If you want.
Well,
I was working.
Lonzo, no matter what you say, you are not prioritizing work in the matter in which you should have been.
No, what I am doing is plugging my podcast at least 35 times today during the show.
Was I doing the work I should have been doing? No. But I will promote my Inside the Ropes podcast at a greater level than it's ever been promoted before.
Exactly.
That's exactly what we will do here today.
That's called working, like I was doing last night.
Let's see here. Oh, God. See, you worry when you do a topic like we just did, Lonzo, that these are the responses you're going to get. I only watch women's Olympic events because I like spectating good-looking women. Does that make me a bad person? Mike from Malden. Yes, Mike, it makes you a bad person. Mike says, also, the Lingerie Football League. Now I'm definitely a sexist. Look, I would be lying if I said I haven't gandered at the Lingerie Football League a time or 75, okay? I've certainly done that. Are the people answering those polls that you referenced, Mark, only interested in women's sports on an international level, such as the World Cup and the Olympics? Let's see here. Or at lower levels as well, such as the NWSL. The international events captivate fans who don't typically watch. That's the question that crossed my mind. I think they're just talking about the sports generally speaking. You know, do you watch women's soccer? Do you watch women's track and field? When would you most often watch women's track and field? The Olympics, right? In that event, I'm as interested as I am in the men's, sometimes more so. I think there are two sports in which women delivers a better product than the men, believe it or not. That's track and field. That's tennis and soccer. Tennis, you get me in and out of there in three sets, all right? It's sexist that women don't play five sets. There is no reason. Women actually have greater endurance than men. So the originators of this women play three sets, men play five sets thing, that's sexist to begin with. But it makes for a better viewing experience because I don't want to sit there for five sets. And women have more rallies because they're not serving it 250 miles an hour like the men are. There's more rallies. Rallies are good for the sport. Women's soccer, I find more entertaining than the men because it's a more wide open game. You see what I'm saying there? Mark, there's only two sports that I care anything about. Tennis, which I like much more than the men, and MMA. The only team female sport I watch is the LFL, the Lingerie Football League. Boy, this seems to be making a couple of different appearances here on the show today. Very entertaining for so many reasons. Beautiful women playing football. What's not to love? Soccer, I have no interest in on any level. See, that's where I would tell you, should come before sport, before your love or distaste for a sport. And on that note, I've got to get to this. Sturge is somebody I have a tremendous amount of respect for. Sturge is very responsible for me being here in the upstate, okay? So what you do and what I've shared with you previously and how I've criticized you guys before, when you said, I'm not watching the World Cup because of Megan Rapinoe, you're wrong. You criticize the performance, not the performer. I've got nothing against Sturge. Sturge is one of the greatest, one of the nicest people I've ever met. And Sturge bought my special someone and I to the Commerce Club last week on Thursday for an awesome 4th of July party when it was storming outside. Was incredible. Love this dude. Love this dude. Love the person. Criticize the performance, not the performer. This performance here, this blog, there's no I in team, but there is I in a Megan Rapinoe, sucks. This performance sucks. And I'm going to lay it out for you right here. I'm going to first quote what Mark Sturgis wrote. There's no I in team, but to be honest, there is in Megan Rapinoe. First of all, Sturge, spell her name right. In my opinion, there would be no greater honor in life but to represent my country in some fashion. To have USA on my shirt in red, white, and blue, how powerful would that be? I'd be representing everyone in my country. All true statements. Unfortunately, one of our national team players in Megan Rapinoe, again, misspelled, very disappointing, doesn't believe that. The extremely talented soccer star decided it was her time to create a political controversy. She declared on her own before the knockout stage she was going to let it be known that she wouldn't be attending the White House if the team won and was invited, and Megan was much nastier in the way that she stated it. Okay, first beef is with this. Meghan was graciously doing an interview with a media outlet that asked her a question that she wasn't expecting. When she was asked if she would go to the White House, she said, F no, I won't go. That's her right. That's part of what's great about being an American man, is you have the right to say those things. You have the right to say that without being tarred and feathered or sharp pointy things thrown at you. Sturge told me, and he texted me, that she should have been sent home. She should have been sent home from the Women's World Cup team because she didn't want to go to the White House. Really, Sturge, really. Getting a little bit emotional, aren't we? It's kind of ridiculous. He says she was representing our country, all of us, not just people you happen to agree with. Even though she's extremely talented, she was playing for the USA. And that means every single one of us, including the president who resides in the White House, whether we like him or not. You're representing your country, Sturge, yes, but you also have a platform and you can choose to use your platform for the greater good. I would suggest, Sturge, that you look at all the different ways that Megan Rapinoe has used her platform for the greater good. I don't have time to get to all of them here on the show. She is a beacon of hope for people in her community, right? And that should be understated. Now, here is where I agree with Sturge. You kill many more flies with honey than vinegar, and I think Megan Rapinoe would be much better served going to the White House and getting a chance to speak to Donald Trump. Do you think she advances the LGBTQ cause by saying, F no, I'm not going to the White House? Or do you think she continues to fan the flames of that discontentment that exists between that community and the White House? How do you make progress there? You know, I was once dating a woman, and she hated the president at the time so much that she said, I asked her, if he asked to have lunch with you, what would you say? And she said, hell no. Well, are you going to make progress with him by not going to lunch? Or are you going to make progress with him by going to lunch? Megan Rapinoe, to you, are you going to make progress by not going to the White House? Or are you going to make progress by going to the White House? When else will you have a chance to sit face to face with the president and express your concerns and make requests? See, Megan Rapinoe missed an opportunity there. She did something I wouldn't have done. I wouldn't disrespect the president that way. I wouldn't disrespect the trip to the White House that way. But I can criticize her performance. I can criticize Sturge's performance while also still loving her, while also still loving and respecting Mark Sturgis for being the incredibly kind individual that he is and bringing me here. Both things are possible. There is this weird vibe and culture, I think, that has been spawned by social media today that feels like when you're disagreeing with somebody, you have to personally tear them apart. No, you don't. Sturge is wrong here. Megan Rapinoe should absolutely not have been sent home from the World Cup. Megan Rapinoe is wrong here. She absolutely should not say, F no, I won't go to the White House. You're not going to make progress, Megan, by not going. You're not sending a great message, Sturge, if you send somebody home from the World Cup for expressing their constitutional right of freedom of speech. You're not making any progress there. So I realize that Sturge wrote this post from an emotional place. I realize I perhaps may have stirred up some of those emotions by challenging people on Sunday to be American and by watching the World Cup. That even stirred up my producer, Lonzo. Good. Good, I say. Good to be stirred up. All right? But Megan Rapinoe is a beacon of hope for her community. She is an American hero. Some of what she does, I don't personally agree with, but I still love her. I still love the hope she provides to many men and women throughout the country. I love her for that. And I'm not the only one who feels this way. Nike has put out an incredibly provocative and moving commercial in light of the women winning the World Cup. I believe that Sturge will hug Rapino. I believe that Sturge will hug Rapino. I believe that Sturge will hug Rapino. It'll happen, ladies and gentlemen. You just gotta believe. You just gotta believe. All right, coming up next, much has been named about the NBA names that have traded places, but I think it's the names that haven't yet that could ultimately determine the 2019-2020 NBA champion. I'll explain what I mean next, right here on the most in-your-face interactive sports radio show in South Carolina, You're Offsides with Mark Ryan on ESPN Upstate.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It's Offsides with Mark Ryan right here on ESPN Upstate. Great to be here with you. Super Tuesday edition of the show. Lots of fun, lots of spirited debate. I mean, that's what I love about our format, man. I love about it is that you can have confrontation. You can have debate. You can then still cheers and after the debate remain friends. And that's what you do. And that's what our industry is. You should never take things personally because they're not personally. Again, you criticize the performance, not the performer. There's a difference between those two things. You and I, Lonzo, you and our listeners, we can have fierce, passionate debates and still remain friends. And that's what's beautiful about what we do. Football teams can get into skirmishes on the field and then break bread together later. We work in a competitive environment. That's what we do. That's what we are. I'd have it no other way. If I screw up, if I post a dumb blog, come after me. Bring the noise. I welcome it. All right? It's just part of who we are, and it's part of what we do. And I love the spirited debate back and forth. And if I'm honest with you, I love the little fun debate I have going on now with the Clemson fan base. Love it. It's fun. It's light. It's easygoing. It's enjoyable. It's the dog days of summer, and you're getting to know me, and I'm getting to know you, and we are all having fun with it. That's what this is, folks. It's fun. Sports radio is fun. Let's never, ever lose sight of that fact. All right. You know, so much has been made in the NBA circles. So much has been made in NBA circles about who has signed and the major players that have changed teams. In truth, 5 out of 15 players on the all-NBA teams, okay, on the 3 all-NBA teams, 5 out of 15, 33% have changed teams. 10 All-Stars out of 24 have changed teams. Kemba Walker from Charlotte to Boston. Kyrie Irving from Boston to Brooklyn. Paul George from Oklahoma City to the LA Clippers. Kawhi Leonard from the Toronto Raptors to the LA Clippers. Kevin Durant from the Golden State Warriors to the Brooklyn Nets. And that is just the beginning. That is just the beginning of the list here. Jimmy Butler from the 76ers to the Miami Heat. D'Angelo Russell from the Nets to the Golden State Warriors. Malcolm Brogdon from the Bucks to the Indiana Pacers. J.J. Redick from the 76ers to the Pelicans. DeMarcus Cousins from the Warriors to the Lakers. Al Horford from the Celtics to the Sixers. Need I go on? The list goes on and on and on. And certainly the landscape of the NBA today has changed very, very significantly. The landscape has changed. New teams are staking their claim to be the very best in the NBA today. And this particular upcoming NBA season is going to be absolutely positively riveting and fascinating. I cannot wait to watch what the future holds here. I really, really can't. I think it is going to be absolutely positively tremendous. I really, really do. I do want to share this, though, because to me, I don't think the NBA title is decided as of today. I really don't believe that it is. All right. I believe that the NBA title will ultimately be decided by a name that is about to change places that hasn't yet done so. Given what's taken place in the NBA, given all the players that have changed places, consider the players that are now available that could seriously impact the NBA title chase. I've put together here a list of 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 11 players that I believe that are now available that could seriously impact the NBA title chase. Okay, 11 players. Are you ready? Number one, Kyle Lowry. 34 years old, still has gas left in the tank. Does he fit with a Toronto team that can't contend now for an NBA championship? Toronto went 17-5 without Kawhi Leonard last year. That equates to a 64-18 record without Kawhi, but you and I both know they're not capable of that. I think Toronto can still win 50 games next year. I think Masai Ujiri, their president of basketball operations, has done a yeoman's job putting that team together. But Kyle Lowry doesn't fit on a team that has no chance to win an NBA championship. Kyle Lowry could be available for a team in dire need of a point guard. The Lakers. I know LeBron's going to try to play that position. Kyle Lowry would be an upgrade over Rajon Rondo. How about Serge Ibaka? 31 years old on the Toronto Raptors. Again, is he a part of their future now that Kawhi Leonard is no longer there? How about Marc Gasol? A key piece, re-upped, picked up his option to stay with the Toronto Raptors before Kawhi Leonard's decision was known. Marc Gasol, why would he still be in Toronto if they're not going to contend for a championship? How about Dwight Howard? Dwight Howard was recently traded to the Memphis Grizzlies. They plan on buying him out. If you're a team that needs defense and rebounding, could Dwight Howard help you at the next level? Pau Gasol is still out there, was too hurt to play for the Milwaukee Bucks in the playoffs last year. I expect Blake Griffin and Andre Drummond of the Detroit Pistons to be available. Why wouldn't they be available? With those two guys, the Pistons were only the eighth best team in the Eastern Conference. Now, the Detroit Pistons have been linked to Russell Westbrook. Could Russell Westbrook make a definitive difference on that team? Because Blake Griffin by himself isn't getting it done there. He's not the caliber of player that can lift a team on his shoulders solely and alone. And keep this in mind for a minute. You know, many people raised an eyebrow when the LA Clippers re-signed Blake Griffin to a massive maximum contract and then dealt him away the very next season. Had the Clippers not done that, they would have not had the room to make the deal for Paul George. So the Clippers knew that they would need a running mate for Blake Griffin, but they decided that Blake Griffin by himself was not good enough to attract another big-time free agent. They shipped him out, they made room for Paul George, and Paul George now brought in Kawhi Leonard. Blake Griffin, Andre Drummond could be available. Why wouldn't Kevin Love be available from the Cleveland Cavaliers? Why wouldn't he be available? He loves Cleveland. Cleveland loves him. He's the last tie to their championship glory. But that time has come. That time has passed. It does not make fiscal sense for the Cleveland Cavaliers to still be paying that kind of salary for a star who is not meant to be a number one option. Kevin Love isn't meant to be a number one option. Kevin Love could be available. How about John Wall, coming off surgery, expected to be ready to play at some point this coming season? Could John Wall make a difference on a contender? And if John Wall is going to go, shouldn't you also move on from Bradley Beal? Yes, he's young. Yes, you could build around him, but he's reported to want a fresh start elsewhere outside of the nation's capital. Bradley Beal, a young stud shooting guard, would be a massive addition for any of the contenders out there. And then finally, I'm choosing to believe, and I don't know, Lonzo, if you agree with this, I'm choosing to believe that Russell Westbrook still has some value. Okay? I'm choosing to believe that he does. He's going to be making $47 million in his year 34, age 34 season. He's going to be making $47 million.
Wait, did something happen to Westbrook last year? Did he fall off? Was he horrible? Because from what I remember, he still played pretty good.
They don't advance in the postseason anymore.
Well, there's no one around him.
Paul George was around him.
Yeah.
Jeremy Grant was
around him. Do you think really Steven highly Adams, of Paul George? Because I don't.
Steven Adams was around him.
I do like Steven Adams.
They paid these guys almost the maximum money, and he's still not getting anywhere. I think Russell Westbrook's days as the alpha on a team are done. I do. Again, his game is predicated on quickness. It's a shooter's league, and he can't shoot. I almost feel bad for him. But folks, you look at this list that I've put together. Kyle Lowry, Serge Ibaka, Marc Gasol, Dwight Howard, Pau Gasol, Blake Griffin, Andre Drummond, Kevin Love, John Wall, Bradley Beal, and Russell Westbrook. Each and every one of those players is available right now for the right price. Each and every one of those players would be a better fit elsewhere than the current teams they're on. And one of those players, mark my words, we can revisit this. Lonzo, mark the tape, 2:35 and 56 seconds on July the 9th. One of these players will be the difference in who wins the NBA championship next season. One of these players will be the key difference here.
Well, put your soothsayer hat on. Which one would you pick? I do agree that one of these players will be. Which one would you think it would be?
Well, I think the most valuable player on the list is Bradley Beal. I mean, he's a young guy, right? 24 years old, coming into his own, young stud, all-star caliber shooting guard. He's the most valuable player on this list. He might be the least likely to move. But, consider the lay of the land in the NBA, okay? Consider the Denver Nuggets point guard situation, for example. They've got Jamal Murray, a shooting guard, bringing the ball up the court. You don't think Kyle Lowry would really help that team? I mean, they've got a shooting guard at point guard. How about Kyle Lowry coming to that team, taking them to the next level? You think Kyle Lowry wouldn't be excited about that experience as well? You look at a team like the Houston Rockets. P.J. Tucker's their power forward. You don't think Blake Griffin would make a major difference at power forward for the Houston Rockets there? Yeah, you got a trade. Or Kevin Love would make a huge difference for the Houston Rockets there? I'm telling you, all these big names have traded places, and one of the 11 names I just gave you, when they move, that will determine your next NBA champion. It will determine your next NBA champion. 1-844-477-3776. That's 1-844-GSP-ESPN. It's been said it is the best single event in any all-star game in any sport. Is that accurate? We'll tackle that in either or, which is coming your way next, right here on Offsides with Mark Ryan, ESPN Upstate.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
A quick check on the text line. Mark, let's do a top 10 most beautiful women to ever play tennis. Great topic. Anna Kournikova is up there. I always had a crush for Steffi Graf. I'll be honest with you. I mean, Steffi Graf, to me, growing up.
Yeah, there was something about Steffi Graf.
She was
I mean,
sexy
she wasn't the most beautiful,
hell.
But yeah.
She was the girl next door, more natural-looking woman that was smoking hot. All right, still another texter. Still not sure why Rapinoe doesn't like Trump, because he has done virtually nothing against her community, but I agree with you 100%. It's my right to disagree with her as much as it's her right to say she doesn't like him. That's the entire point here, guys. Mark, I'm glad the USA won the World Cup. My problem with like-minded people as Ms. Rapinoe is she assumes people with opposing points of view are bigoted and their mindset can't be changed. Also, she assumes that all conservatives are against the LGBTQ. Also, she assumes that all conservatives are against the LGBTQ community. Not true. She does not wish to open a dialogue with the president of the United States because she chooses to believe these things about conservatives. It's hard for me to respect her with this line of thinking. How will you ever know what people with different point of views truly believe without an open discussion? Maybe you're right, maybe you're wrong, but not communicating is worse than being bigoted because you're ostensibly saying there's no hope of changing these people or no middle ground. Sorry for the length. No apology necessary. Where I agree with you is that she should absolutely go to the White House because that's her chance to speak to the president about the things that bother her. That's how you disarm the president, by confronting the president when you have the chance to do so in person. Okay, by deciding not to go, you don't have a chance to speak with the president about anything. But if you spoke to LGBTQ community members, and I can't reel off examples to you, they do feel, many of them feel, that the president has been hurtful to them as a group. Okay? And I'm not going to tell them how to feel. Can we get off from bashing Megan Rapinoe and continue bashing Clemson, please? That's why I tune in. Sir, that's coming up at 3:20. Okay? 3:20, set your watches. It is coming your way. All right? Mark, super hot babe, Gabrielle Sabatini. Lonzo, I need you to look up Gabrielle Sabatini.
I don't need to look up.
Tennis player?
Yeah, she's an older tennis player.
Really?
Back in the day, yeah, definitely.
Oh, Gabriella. Oh, wait a minute. This was back in the day?
Yes.
I know who exactly. Spaniard, right? Spaniard.
Or Italian.
Smoking,
I don't know. It doesn't
smoking,
matter. Yes. I see her in my head.
Smoking absolutely hot. All right. Let's get right to it. And Neil joins us next on the show. Neil, thanks for the call, bud. You're offsides. Neil, go ahead.
What's up, Mark? Hey, listen, that guy just stole my thunder as far as what I was going to open with. Gabriella Sabatini, man. Actually, she looks better now than she did back 20 years ago when she used to play.
Lonzo, you got to get me a current. You got to get me a current picture, Lonzo. Must get a current picture. Must see it
she
now.
She is at 40-something years old. She is incredibly hot now. Anyways, let's go over to the NBA, Mark. I'm going to get to your little list, but let me talk about my Lakers first. Love, love, love. I've been saying since you started this show, going back to Greg McKinney's time on this show, Magic Johnson was the problem. He's just like Michael Jordan. He has no clue what the hell he's doing when it comes to front office. Was he a great player? Yes. One of the top five or six of all time? Yes. Was he one of the greatest Lakers? Yes. But he does not know what he's doing in the front office. We finally got someone who does. What they've done now is they've not only made guys around LeBron and AD and Kuzma, they've also given us a bench. We've got Cousins going to come off the bench. We got Quinn Cook, who I really like. Avery Bradley, who is a great defender. He's not a great shooter, but he's a great defender. Now we've got Danny Green that's going to be able to be on the court at any time to shoot the ball. Troy Daniels, even a guy like Jared Dudley, who's got toughness. We've got all the elements it takes in order to win an NBA championship now. Now the thing is, can we do it? Can we put it together? Can LeBron put it together? I know you think he's too old. I completely disagree with you. His numbers last year were as good as any year he's played in the NBA. I think it's going to come down to three teams. And then
Wait a minute. I don't think LeBron is too old to win a championship. I think he's too old to lead the island of misfit toys that he did in Cleveland to an NBA Finals. Okay? But you put Anthony Davis with him, right? I think DeMarcus Cousins, I don't get how he's available for $3.5 million. I still think he's got value. I mean, you find me a better starting caliber center for that money than DeMarcus Cousins. You can't do it. If he's healthy, he could be a huge piece for you. I like what they've done. The one point that nobody's made is that LA may have been better off with the rest of their roster if Kawhi hadn't signed. You don't get Avery Bradley for the minimum. You don't get Danny Green for the minimum. Sometimes the role players make the difference, man.
I agree with you completely. Cousins is the steal of the free agency, because what do you need when it comes to bench? You need somebody that can step up and score the basketball at any given time as far as your bench, because if the other team goes on a run because their bench is better, you need somebody that you can give the ball to, and they can just, as far as just one-on-one post player, and that's what he brings to the table. Avery Bradley brings the defense that you need. I love what we do. Now, let me get to your list. I love to disagree with you, and I love to agree with you. I'm going to agree with a couple of those players. Most of them are garbage, and they're not going to make a difference. I'm going to go ahead and just say that right now. They're too old. They're just not going to make a difference on an NBA championship team. Couple of guys. Obviously, Westbrook, but he's a stat machine. I don't know how much he is as far as winning a title. One of the guys that you obviously is a Gator fan, you mentioned, and I agree with you. I don't know how he's not been somebody hasn't traded for him. Bradley Beal. If he came to the Lakers, let's say next year or before the trade deadline, and obviously they would have to rework their money, that would be the most perfect fit for Anthony Davis and for LeBron James, because not only can he get his own shot, but he can shoot lights out. When he goes hot, he's just like Klay Thompson. He is almost impossible to defend. He's also a very underrated defensive player. And so for that, that would be a perfect fit. I'm going to give you one guy, Mark, that you didn't mention, and I know it's because he said that he's going to play in Spain this year, but I don't know why the Lakers didn't reach out to this guy, Nikolai Mirotic.
Yep.
He is unbelievable. When he goes hot,
he's committed, he is committed to Spain now, and he accepted less money to go there. He was going to get offered $50 million here, and sometimes lifestyle-wise, guys just want to play over in Europe, man. He's not coming back over now. That's a lost cause right there.
Yeah, well, I don't know. I think if you offered him the right amount of money and you told him he's going to play for the Lakers, I don't know. He might change his mind. But one last thing, Mark, and then I'll take it off the air. Three teams. Obviously, the Clippers, because now they've got – and I'm just like with Lonzo. I'm not huge on Paul George. I never have been. I like his defense. Offensively, I think he possesses the ball too much and takes a lot of bad shots. So you've got the Clippers. You've got, of course, the Lakers now. And I still don't count out the Golden State Warriors when Klay Thompson comes back. What they've done, they've made some really, really good moves as well. I think it's a three-team race. I don't think anybody in the East has a chance in hell to beat the teams in the West. And I think this is going to be one of the best NBA seasons we've seen in a long, long time, especially if you're a Lakers fan. Appreciate it, Mark.
Can't wait. Appreciate it, Neil. Thanks so much for the call, buddy. Okay, let's look at Golden State here. Did they win an NBA title before Kevin Durant? Yes. why were they not the same team without Kevin Durant then? Because Kevin Durant really killed their bench. That salary really killed their bench. Now no Kevin Durant. D'Angelo Russell on a max contract replaces that Kevin Durant with you know, not granted, not one iota the player that Kevin Durant is, but a borderline all-star 23-year-old player that had they had D'Angelo Russell on the court in the NBA Finals, they win the NBA Finals over the Toronto Raptors. They needed that extra punch that they didn't have. They've also been able to retool their bench quite a bit since Kevin Durant has left town. All right? So, yeah, everyone's sleeping on the Warriors, and everybody's wrong to sleep on the Warriors. And when Klay Thompson comes back, I'm not so sure the Warriors still aren't the pick to win the NBA championship. Yeah, I don't accept that there's a team you put above them right now. I don't accept that. If they won 73 games with Klay and Steph and Draymond and a bench, and those three guys were in their prime and they're still in their prime, which they are, you can't tell me that they can't do something special again. And now you add a 23-year-old D'Angelo Russell to that mix. Of course they can achieve it again. All right, coming up next, three things about yours truly and three things about Lonzo that we really don't want to share with you. That's next, right here on Offsides with Mark Ryan, ESPN Upstate.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
All right. So three things about each of us that we really don't want to share with you. Are you ready? I believe in making us uncomfortable. I think that creates good programming sometimes. So here we go. Number one for me. Last night, instead of watching the Home Run Derby, I watched The Bachelorette. I'm Mark Ryan, and even I disapprove of this message. All right? That's what I did. That's what I did last night. I thought about it. I looked at social media. I saw that the Home Run Derby was blowing up, was going viral. And I said, I'll tape it. I'm still watching The Bachelorette. Hannah is going to start making out with some of these dudes, and I'd rather see that. All right. So anyway, I chose that The Bachelorette over the Home Run Derby. Point number two, this is facts right here. I cry about once a month. You know, I'm a really passionate person, and about once a month, something moves me to tears. You know, it can be sad news. It can be happy news. It can be an emotional movie. It can be something that I've worked really, really hard on that comes to fruition. But when you're really passionate person, and as I think most of you can tell that I am, that passion comes out in a variety of ways, and I cry about once a month. And then finally for me, at every station I've ever worked at, there has been a dividing line that develops at inside the building there between people who really like me and people who don't, at every single station I've been at. And I can't come off of who I am on the air, because that's what helps make the show successful. That's what helps make the show work. But at every single place that I've been, there have been people that love what I do and are so behind it and love the energy and love the passion and love the controversy. And there are people who are threatened by it. Right. And the people who don't like me at the places that I've been are invariably those people who feel threatened by who I am and what I do. True story, Lonzo. I recently had a 45-minute conversation for a full-time host with a full-time host about a couple weeks ago. Had a 45-minute conversation with a full-time host from Houston, from my station in Houston, that just recently lost his job. OK, dude hated me. When I was in Houston, hated me. In the conversation, he told me, Mark, I was mean to you, man, and I was mean to you because I thought you were going to take my job. You're really good at what you do, man, and I shouldn't have done that, but I felt threatened, And I felt like, man, if we all gang up on Mark, that'll help us in terms of job security. And I shouldn't have done that, man. I absolutely shouldn't have done that. That's a real, true 45-minute conversation that I had a couple weeks ago with a former colleague of mine at the station in Houston that I came from. He said, Mark, you're really good at what you do, man. I felt really threatened by who you are and what you do. All right. Lonzo, don't think for one second that you're getting out of this, okay? Because the rejoin calls me.
Why do you think I wanted you to go first?
Yeah, the rejoin calls me a first team bloviator, and I've just bloviated my entire way through the segment where you didn't have to go. So my three things that I don't really want you to know about me is that I watched The Bachelorette instead of the Home Run Derby last night. I'll probably do it again too. I cry about once per month on average. And at every station I've worked at, people either love me or they hate me, and everybody's got an opinion. And there's a dividing line that forms, and I can feel the exact same thing happening here that's happened everywhere else. And all I can do is be me. The top three at three, brought to you by Moe's Southwest Grill, is coming your way next, as well as Lonzo's three embarrassing things. Right here on Offsides with Mark Ryan, ESPN Upstate.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.